I think you're recording now.
We're recording. And action.
Ladies, there it is. Woo!
Please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Oh, yeah. Look at you, Ted. Got the sun back.
Sun's out. Fun's out.
Fun's out.
Are we putting our guns, our buns, or our funds out?
I don't know. At this point, I feel like I can walk around naked. Nobody's going to care.
My wife brought that up. She's like, we should be like Lulu and just take our walks around the neighborhood so we can get full tans naked.
Yeah, put your mask on, but other than that, be naked.
Just a mask.
Just a mask.
Some flip-flops and nothing else.
I will say.
That's going to sum up our Friday night tonight. Big, big Friday night plans that Ted and I have. Slumber party.
Yeah. Well, Steve, bad news. Uh-oh. I have gotten into a habit of just wearing boxer briefs around the house.
I'm okay with that. I was going to bring some short shorts. So
nice.
Yeah.
I have an extra pair that's like in a package from a costume I had.
I was thinking like, what are the goals? Because obviously, we're not going to be able to go to the bars. We're not going to be like doing anything crazy. So we're just going to get wasted in your apartment.
Correct.
I like having goals, like something I absolutely want to get accomplished. So my only goal is I'm packing a tank top and some athletic shorts, and I'm going to be wearing those. That's my goal.
Yeah, I have a system, so it'll go from, I'll get home, and then generally around 10, 10:30, I'll switch to shorts, and then, you know me, I'll be drunk, and I'll be like, hey, Steve, you know what, man, seriously, I'm thinking about switching to sweats.
Yeah,
let's go into guns or something, so then around, 11:30, midnight, I'll be in sweats, and then we'll do the normal thing where Steve sits on the couch, and I stand there and rifle beers, and just, sometimes I forget what the hell I'm telling you, but it's just constant.
And we're just playing videos off of YouTube.
Yes!
It's going to be our week. Yeah.
Dude, I found an awesome Diplo set from on top of a bar in London.
All right, we're watching that.
We're watching that.
Do we have lights? Do we need a light show?
All right, so I have one little light, but we might need some more. I mean, dude, I have all my gear that I haven't broken out. We could break out glow sticks for all I care.
Oh, look out. Full on rave at Ted's house. Dude, I saw someone doing a Kickstarter for these. They look like lightsabers. They're like these LED wands that could hook up to different stands, so you could create these cool things for events and stuff. And they're waterproof, so you could put them underwater, you can go swimming in them. And I'm like, I need to get some of these for a future meltdown or a party. Like, we're in the river.
Yeah.
Imagine having a freaking light up LED wand. And then I looked at the price, and it's like $200 for one, or something, $100-something for one. I'm like, you know, that's not worth the investment.
And we'd get to the river, and it's daytime.
That too. And I sure as hell don't want to go back to the river at night, because it's a process to get down to the river in Darrington.
People have always, I know a lot of people that go down there at night. I have never ventured down there at night.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, you could take the long way that's a little bit easier, but yeah, the one from behind camp, I mean, that you got to hold on to that rope, and then some years the rope isn't there.
I remember that one year when the rope disappeared as we were going down it. Someone pulled it.
Oh.
And I was just like, I don't know what to do at this point. I'm not sober. And that rope was all that I was holding on to. And now it's gone.
And then you finally you're having so much fun. Then you make the decision to go up. And then it's like, oh, Christ, we got to climb up this thing. Right. And then I always like the little walk through the meadow, which is cool. And then you get back in. It's just heat's back.
Yep.
Sound's back.
Yep. Back to some weird festival life.
Yeah. I'll be over in the alley by the RV trying to eat a muffin.
Leave us alone. And tell that Michael guy to leave us alone as well. Sorry. That's a terrible inside joke. Yeah. So we had today.
I don't know that I could have been almost ruder.
Dude.
Cool, man. Just leave.
I don't even know how to fully. I don't know if we've ever really fully described this guy.
I don't think we should.
Not the guy, but the circumstances. So we were just partying, having a good time in the middle of the day. And it's you ever had that guy come over to your place and he's a total buzzkill? Just doesn't, he's not on the same wavelength. And he just keeps making it worse and making it worse. Almost the guy's oh, you're wasted. And then does crazy hand gestures or whatever.
Dude, you know where I've seen it a bunch is tailgates. And I've been guilty of it.
Yeah.
You go over to another tailgate and they're just yeah, whatever, dude.
Right. You're right. Here to we love the Seahawks, don't we? Go Hawks, right? See? That guy. And then at some point, Ted's like, I can't deal with you, man. You got to go. And I'm like, bro, you need to leave. And then he starts saying perverted things about the females that are in our campsite. And I think that was the point where we're both like, those are our friends. Yeah.
You need to go.
Right. Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Because our one buddy just was like, dang, Ted. Like, I was like, look, I wasn't trying to be mean, but it's just like, they just sometimes you got to feel out the vibe. It just wasn't your scene.
Yeah. A couple of our buddies were just like, wow, you guys really just kind of like disposed of that guy rather quickly. And it's like, I mean, it was annoying as it was. But then when he started like, you know, like just getting all like creepy about some of the girls that were on our campsite. It was just like, those are friends, or those are our friends' girlfriends, and
yeah,
like, go F yourself, man. Like, no. Like, oh my gosh, they're wearing a bikini in 90-degree weather. Like, shocking. You're shirtless, buddy. Now go. All right, whatever. Yeah. It's good to see you, Ted. Friday, Ted and I are getting together. I'm so excited for it that I had today off. I didn't know I was going to have today off, but I did have today off, and I still came in today to do the MegaCast.
Before we started, I opened the door. I was like, sorry, Steve, I ran a little late. And then I go, by the way, think about what we want to eat. I've been thinking about it all day. And he goes, yeah, I know.
So part of why I came in today. I wanted to plan out Friday, so we're all ready to go the minute you're done with work.
Yeah, right?
So we might get dicks.
Right, and then who knows what we're going to eat on Saturday. I was just like, man, Friday we should just get messed up, Saturday hung. Yep. For me, I love the hungover meal.
Oh, the greasy, I need to fill my belly because I earned it. Earned it by drinking a lot. I'm bringing the peanut butter whiskey, the screwball with me.
Nice.
I'm thinking about picking up some, you know, because we're health conscious. So I'm going to get some of that Stevia, the grape soda version of their Stevia.
You know what? You should just get a sixer of that, because I bet hungover me will like drink a couple of those on Saturday.
Oh, dude, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get a few of those. They're so good. Zero calories, man.
Zero calories. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm almost, yeah, because I'm out. I took my bottle to a cookout on the 4th of July. The peanut butter whiskey went quick. Yeah, and then I told Steve, just classic donkey stuff, I have a 36-pack of Coors Light.
I have a bottle of Tito's here, so I'm going to bring that as well.
Yeah, I like this. Whenever Steve and I get together, Steve brings way too much vodka that we never drink.
Yep.
But the Pink Whitney, that stuff was good.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And we were doing it before it was actually a brand of alcohol.
Yeah.
Because we did it back the OG days where you just got a bottle of New Amsterdam vodka and then Newman's Own Pink Lemonade.
Yeah, right? Because that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe I need to get some Pink Whitneys. I'm going to be coming with a lot of alcohol. I might not leave your house. I might as well tell my wife, sorry, I'm never coming home. I don't think that'll go over well with the newborn.
No.
Oh, it works out perfect. Like, at first I was like, oh, I'm going to be away. But I realized, like, I'm going to leave my house around 6 or a little bit before. The baby goes down, like, an hour later. So I'm only missing an hour of being around her. And then I come back the next morning. Like, it's almost like I never left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's perfect. It's perfect for, like, the... It's very rare that I'm going to be able to get wasted with the newborn, and very rare that I'm going to be able to leave my house for a night. And this is like the perfect storm of opportunity, so I had to take it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
And I was all nervous to tell Sid. I'm like, you feel... She's like, yeah, that's totally fine. She's like, Saturday would have been a lot tougher, but yeah, Friday, go ahead.
Yeah, and Sunday's going to be beautiful. So Sunday's going to be the day to do stuff anyhow.
Yeah, and we have the following Monday off.
Oh, nice.
So we're thinking of going somewhere. I don't know where.
All right.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. That's the podcast. Good seeing everybody. I mean, we might as well get some push-ups out of the way.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get the heart rate. Today was my rest day, so this is the only physical activity I'm getting in today.
I'm the opposite.
Besides a little visit to Slamtown this morning.
Okay, you know, all right, okay, yeah.
I'm so bummed.
God damn it.
I never get the day off. And usually it's like baby stuff's going crazy.
Yeah, morning's the best.
It's the only time I want to do it if I had a choice. Like nighttime, it's impossible. We're just done.
Yeah, look, nighttime's great and all, I'm with you, but yeah, morning's the best.
Oh, it's the best time to visit Slamtown.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Slamtown, sorry. That is just funny.
That's John Morrison, the wrestler. He goes by, he's like, I'm the mayor of Slamtown. And I'm like, I don't know why, but I think that's the funniest name, Slamtown.
Literally last night on the podcast, new episode out. Nice. The cop topic was like, if you had to sell yourself to like somebody you're going to date or whatever, what would you say? And I was like, I'm ready. First of all, do you enjoy good times? Like, you like meeting new people, this and that. I was like, world class hugger. I'm talking about this or that, blah, blah, blah. And then I end it with number 3, morning sex.
Yes. Morning sex is the best sex.
I agree 100%.
Because you're already primed and ready to go.
Yeah.
More often than not.
Yeah. And it's like,
your stamina is better.
It either jump starts your day and you're fired up, or like you're hungover and it's like, oh, great, I'm going back to sleep.
Yes. Best 7 in the morning in the history of 7 in the mornings this morning.
So, Slamtown was open early.
That's right. Established. All right. Well, I mean, I went to the gym. I feel good, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I got some good core workout in.
I blatantly blew off doing one last exercise. I was like, I'm going to do 10 push-ups later.
All right, this is a quick, I don't like to get super detailed about my sex life, but so after everything's done, my wife's like, I was going to comment on how like small your stomach's been looking.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, why didn't you say that while we're in Slamtown? Like, that would have just been like the ultimate. Like, you know, I don't remember the last time like she would like compliment how I look while we're having
That would have been game wrap.
Over. Right. Buzzer.
I also like that she followed up with stomach.
Yeah.
Like how small your stomach's been looking.
Oh, yeah. There was a good pause. Now damn it. She meant that.
Man, Friday's going to be a banger.
It's going to be.
Two dudes.
Two guys in boxer shorts and glow sticks. Nobody's invited.
Not right.
Sorry, doors are closed.
Doors are closed.
We've hit maximum capacity of two.
Of two.
Hit us up on Zoom. All right, let's get down.
Yeah. There we go.
Whoa. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I like that one. Is that from the library?
That's from the library.
No kidding.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
So, yeah, give us some music. So I was walking home this morning, and I'm sitting there thinking, and I was like, you know what? Feeling good. Got a pump in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this COVID stuff still sucks, right? It sucks for everybody, blah, blah, blah. And I've talked about small victories, and I'm talking about just taking small victories again. As I started thinking, I was like, man, it's a nice weekend. I'm fired up. Steve and I are going to kick it. Then we're going to eat dinner or lunch on Saturday. And I was like, wait a minute. This is a small victory. Because if we weren't on lockdown or COVID stuff, right? And we're not too locked down right now, but me and you wouldn't be hanging out.
Right.
It'd be a normal, sunny afternoon on a Friday. Like, you and Sid probably be doing something or whatever. So I was like, all right, you know, not a lot of awesome stuff going on, but at least here's a nice small victory. Like, all right, well, me and Steve are kicking it for a day.
Dude, my wife and I had that conversation as well, just appreciating I'm not doing as much extracurricular stuff, so I get all this great time with Tatum.
Yeah.
And then we got talking about Taryn. And I'm like, you know, I'm sure she's not happy that, like, you know, she's stuck at home. But, like, she doesn't have to come to work, drive for an hour plus, and be away from her kid. Like, she can right. do her job at home. And, I mean, honestly, like, I couldn't even imagine being away from our newborn. And I'm sure she feels the same way for an extended period of time. At least one of us. You know what I mean? Like, especially as a mom.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't imagine Sid, she would not be okay with being gone, like, 6-7 hours a day from Tatum. And I got to imagine that that's how she feels as well. And how great it is that she's able to spend all that time right now. And that wouldn't have been possible had it not been for this stupid pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're right. So, right. They're
this music's way too sad. Sorry.
It is sad. I had a good one today.
I know.
Don't sweat it. We're almost done.
It said the best epic inspirational music. And that's the crap it gave us. First track.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm with you. There is some good things we can take out of it. Like I've said, like Zooming with family members and stuff and keeping that up. But yeah, like I don't know. It just dawned on me. I was walking home. I was like, man, Steve and I never have one of these nights in the middle of the summer. There'd be too much going on. I mean, hell, we might just have tickets to a Mariners game if it was a normal Friday night.
Right. And then it would just be like, I'd drop you off and I'd go home.
Yeah.
Like we'd still have fun.
Yeah.
But it's not like the rave that we're going to have on Friday night.
You know what,
Diplo's
Steve?
Diplo's spinning at our rave.
Diplo's playing. I'm getting excited. You know what I might buy at the store? I might buy a box of Super Pretzels.
I almost cursed. Oh, you see me flexing?
Yes.
I'm in.
3 a.m. I'll get a couple mustards.
We don't even need mustard at that point.
We're going to have to go old school, though. I don't have my microwave. We're going to have to cook them in the oven.
Do you have a toaster?
I do have a toaster oven.
Ooh, that's the way to do it.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Also, you'll be happy. The place is, you know, the kitchen tables are, my dining room table's a little messy, but the place is pretty clean. The tub has been scrubbed within the last couple of weeks, so you're good to go.
Nice. All right, well, we take a quick break. We're going to come back. We might want to talk a little bit about being dorks.
All right.
Today is National Be a Dork Day.
Isn't that the hair on an elephant's butt?
Oh, crap.
I just remember when I was a kid, I was always like, you know what a dork is.
And I have a story about someone that was, I finally saw a meltdown at a gas station because of somebody wearing a mask or being told to wear a mask and they didn't want to.
Ooh, I'm in.
It was pretty awesome. So we'll do maybe those and who knows what else. Or none of it. We just have no idea yet.
Yeah.
When the Mega Cast returns.
I'd rather drink hand sanitizer than listen to these two dorks. The Mega Cast will be back.
As pandemic numbers rise, more and more communities have made the wearing of face masks mandatory. However, there are still those who refuse to do so. They complain that masks are uncomfortable, hard to breathe in, or that they violate their civil rights. These people are called mask holes. You've no doubt seen a few mask holes today, in line at the grocery store.
Mask hole!
At the dry cleaners.
Mask hole!
The post office.
Mask hole!
Everywhere you turn, there's a mask hole.
Mask hole!
Be smart. Be sensible. Don't be a mask hole. In fact, next time you see one, call them a mask hole.
The mask you're wearing will likely muffle your voice so that it sounds like something else entirely.
Remember, don't be a mask hole.
Ted and Steve will forever be entangled. The Megacast is back.
Oh, man. Music already ended, Ted.
Oh, sorry. I was chatting.
All right, hold on. Here we are. That is a good one. That's like
that is
90s techno right there.
That's
2000s.
I'm telling you, you're going to love this Diplo set.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a journey.
I'm so stoked we have tickets to it. VIP and everything.
VIP and everything.
Unlimited booze.
We would never send this picture out, but at one point, I have a feeling it's just going to be me and Steve shirtless in booty shorts dancing in my living room.
As long as we have masks on, I don't mind putting it out there.
I do. I'm still working off the COVID-10.
Fair.
Listen, hey, first of all, Steve, I haven't had sex in months.
Yeah, that's
second
true.
Of all, nobody said, man, your stomach's getting small.
That's a good point.
Oh, shirtless God over here.
Yeah. Oh, look at these abs. Kind of not really there. I'll shave my stomach hair so it looks like I have abs for Friday. Well, I don't know why today would be a dork day and we would celebrate it, because clearly we're just the coolest two human beings that are on the radio.
100%. I would never be a nerd or dork about anything, like sports or...
There's nothing dorky about us at all. Yeah. So, okay. What's the dorkiest thing about you? What would you say?
Oh, it's... I mean, I think it's got to be just the amount of random sports I watch.
Yes. I think you definitely went past the threshold of typical sports fans when you started watching cricket. And now South Korean baseball?
It's the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization.
Okay.
And did you know the newest one?
No.
F1 Racing, Formula One.
What?
Or trust me, I'll either still be up or I will be back up watching practice at 6 a.m. on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my new one, Formula One Racing. Steve didn't even know I had picked up a new one within the last 2 weeks.
Jeez, man. It's just when I thought I knew you. Like, most people probably don't know about the baseball and the cricket. Now you got Formula One.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who am I to talk? Obviously, my small obsession with professional wrestling is making me probably a pretty dorky human being to the point where I now actually do it. So
that's fair.
Rather dorky. But I thought this was kind of funny. Somebody put up a list.
Oh, my obsession with mascots. That's clearly the dorkiest thing.
Oh, yes.
Formula One has no mascots. I just thought about that.
That would be weird. Would their mascot be like a furry version of the driver?
I don't know. I feel like he could be like if it's Ferrari, he should be like that horse in the logo, right?
Oh, that'd be pretty
sick. And he just
sick.
Walks around like this.
Ted's got his hands up like the Ferrari horse.
I mean, dude, this is just coming off top of the head
right
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
we haven't had time to flesh it out.
Right. But like F1 mascots. All right.
You should tweet them. You could be like on the board.
Right.
The board of mascots. So here are some of the things that they say would make you a dork.
Okay.
So I'm curious to see if you think this would agree or disagree or whatever it may be. I just love that there's a list out there that actually will define what makes somebody a dork. Babbling on and on about your fantasy football team or any team.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And yes. Nobody cares.
No. Like, and I almost fall in that rut myself whenever, and that's why I don't like playing fantasy sports, because then I become that guy that goes on Twitter, is like, check it out, I just, Dak Prescott really did me good. And it's like, nobody gives an F unless you're in the same league as that person.
Yeah, I always tell people, I don't care about your fantasy team, I don't care about your bracket.
No, it's right up there.
Yeah, and golf people too. Ah, I missed that shot. I could have shot an 85 on Sunday. Like, are you joining the frickin' tour?
Right. What's your handicap, man?
Now, granted, if you have an amazing round and you're like, dude, I shot like par at a quarter, I'd be like, okay.
Or like me, who you know is not a golfer. I come in 10, you won't believe it. I got a hole in one. And right. You'd be like, well, no, you didn't. You'd be more impressed that I just was able to get the ball off the tee.
Yeah. By the way, when your kid gets older, we're using her as an excuse to start miniature golfing more.
We could do that now.
Right.
Sid would be in a heartbeat. We went to Hawaii. We found a miniature golf place. We played miniature golf in Hawaii. It was amazing.
Nice.
And both of us were laughing. Like, I never would have thought in a million years that someone would say, what are some of the activities you did in Hawaii? You'd be like, oh, snorkeling, or, you know, going out on a boat, or paragliding, or even like zip lining. We went mini putt-putt.
Well, it's still the beach. You know, you grew up on the East Coast. You go to the beach. You go to the shore. You go mini. Mini golf in like Maryland and Delaware beaches is like,
it's the best.
It's the thing. You have to.
Oh, dude, we had a blast. Highly recommend it. If you're in, I think we were in Maui when we did it, but I can't remember.
Dude, I've played miniature golf courses that have real grass.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Still one of my favorite miniature golf experiences when I went to stay at AJ Francis at his place for a WrestleMania. It was like there was the jobbing out guys, Glenn, Aaron, AJ, and myself. We all went and did mini putt-putt one night. And we're just drinking, having a good time. And I started off on fire. I had a hole in one, first two rounds. And then I just fell apart. And I came in dead last. And AJ could not stop laughing for the rest of the night. I did not catch a moment of him not giving me crap. He's like, I've never seen someone get two hole in ones in a miniature golf game. And I'm like, yeah. Can we get another drink?
Dude, all right. So last year, we're Deep Creek Lake. So me, my brother, my niece and nephew, we're going to go miniature golfing. Right? Uh-huh. So we're going, and on one of the holes, there's like, you know, like a teen, you know, 16, 17-year-old girl that's working there, right? So my nephew is 13, right? And she's off to the side, like, fixing something. And, like, I'm kind of nudging my brother because you could see him staring at her. Uh-huh. And Stevie hits the ball and hit her. I was like, bro, this is not the way we go about this, CJ.
All right, next one. You have truck nuts hanging from the back of your truck.
That's going to be a negative. Or no, I don't own a truck or truck nuts, yeah.
And I would never do it. I would do it almost for a joke.
But problem is,
no one would know I'm joking.
Right, you're just going to be truck nuts guy.
Right. Like, and oddly enough, bring the two together. When we did a fantasy league for our morning show, our trophy was the golden truck nut. Whoever would win, it was just a little mini golden truck nut attached to like a little piece of wood. It's a fantasy football winner.
Plus, like, the older I get, like, the idea of truck nuts or any of them hanging low is not funny.
Yeah. It's like, but on the flip side, I used to never think saying 69 was funny or wearing jerseys that had 69 on it was funny at all until, like, the last 5 years, and I find it hilarious now.
No. I just mean mine keep dropping, so it's not as funny to me anymore.
Now you're insulted by it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Like, I have a pair on my body.
Oh, and quick, going back to the Truck Nuts Award for our morning show fantasy football thing, you know who won that?
Who?
Mike Hawk. He filled in for BJ.
Mike would rock truck nuts.
All right. Keeping stickers on your flat brimmed hat.
I have been guilty of that one.
I don't understand that one.
Just the little like silver one underneath. Yeah. It's just to let people know you just got that hat.
But what if you've had it for like a year?
Well, in theory, it shouldn't still be on there.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like it should eventually wear off or whatever. But like if I just bought a hat and I'm at a game, sometimes I'll leave it on.
Oh,
on the underneath.
Okay, well, you don't keep the big one, like the 59 that was, sticker or whatever it is.
And that was a massive deal for a while. But
yeah, people still do it, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I, the minute I buy a hat anywhere, I rip all the stickers off.
Yeah, now I probably
like
would.
Like a savage I am.
You are.
I even see people sometimes wear the shirts with stickers still on it.
Oh, I have been guilty of walking out of the house and didn't realize like it still had that hologram sticker on it. And like you're at a bar and somebody's just like, extra large, huh? What? Like, oh.
I love the Target sticker.
Yeah.
It just says XL, XL, XXL.
Yeah.
I've done that on, like,
I was thinking
pants.
About Old Navy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that on my pants before. I'm like, son of a bitch. Let's see. It would fly through a couple. You grunt while curling at the gym. I don't know if that makes you a dork.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
you're trying to get maximum gains, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it depends on how heavy the weight is.
You're a name dropper. I was just talking to Luke Wilson about this, and I don't feel like I'm much of a name. No, I'm kidding. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, listen, whenever I would talk to John Ryan, same thing, you know?
You know, me and Becky Lynch were texting, and I was like, oh, that's great. I was just having the same conversation with Adam Copeland, you know, the Edge from WWE. No, like,
yeah, well, the first person to tell me not to name drop was probably Jeff Dye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to do that with him.
It is dorky. I am guilty of it sometimes.
Sometimes I'm just excited to share the story because someone's like a fan of that person. I'm like, you won't believe this story. And then like midway through it, I'm like, this is probably coming off as me. Like I ran into a couple of buddies that are big Limp Bizkit fans. I'm like, I got to tell you the story of the time that Fred Durst was in a room with me rapping along to one of his own songs. And it was really awkward. And then midway through the story, I'm like, gosh, it just sounds like I'm bragging.
Yeah, you know what? I say that, but I think I'm pretty good about it. I'm with you. If somebody specifically is like, I'm a huge fan, like usually... If it's a crappy person, I won't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
But like sometimes somebody will be talking about like honestly, if somebody talks about Rob Thomas or Matchbox 20,
you got to share the story.
And I'll just be like, you want to know what's worse? And they're like, what? I'm like, he is totally awesome.
He's the coolest. You wear a cell phone holster. Oh, yeah.
And your Bluetooth.
Oh, he's still on you at all times.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a rough one. You still call shotgun.
You know what? I don't, but also I give two S's about sitting up front.
I know. I'm the same way.
I'm a backseat. Like, yeah, you.
I never have to call it because I guess the people I'm in a circle of friends with are really like considerate and they always just give me the front seat because I'm the tallest. Like, I'll never even expect to take it. I'm ready to go in the back. I'll sit, bitch. I don't care. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, Steve, you sit in the front. You're taller. I'm like, no, that's like, no. You need the leg room. I'm like, well, I ain't going to fight you over it.
Yeah, like, personally, like, I'm like Miss Daisy. I'll sit in the back, man.
Oh, my favorite. And you quote Borat. Nice. I mean, I was saying that to my wife.
Right. I mean, I feel like Borat, that movie came out so long ago, it's almost kind of funny to quote it now.
Yeah.
You quote Borat. I feel like this is a very specific 45-year-old dude they're calling out.
Yeah.
You got Chuck Nuts, he's got a cell phone on his hip, right? He's talking about sports team or his fantasy team, and he quotes Borat. Like, what did this guy do to this person that they made this list?
They're just sitting there stewing. Like, screw it. Screw Bob. I'm just going to list all the stuff that Bob does.
Right? I mean, doesn't it feel like that?
It does. All right, we got to run. Oh, I want a quick favor of people because someone wrote it in and I wanted to throw it out there because I think it's hilarious. They sent me a tweet that Cody Rhodes, the wrestler, put up there because he's like doing an open challenge for the TNA championship.
All right.
Where they're actually trying to get people who aren't in AEW to wrestle him.
All right.
So someone's like, I'm thinking the verified champ needs to go title for title against Cody. Let's get the Mega family to back this. And that's from Matt. So I agree, Matt. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but if you go on Cody's Twitter, he's been putting up like, who should I wrestle? Tag your local celebrity, Steve Miggs. Let's see what happens. Right. Also, at official PWI, which is the Pro Wrestling Illustrated, official PWI on Twitter, they even put it up there. Which wrestler not under AEW's contract would you most want to see challenge Cody Rhodes for his TNT championship? Yesterday, someone actually tagged me in it. I was like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, because I follow Cody, I follow AEW, and I follow Cody's wife.
Oh, Brandy?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Brandy's gorgeous.
Sometimes I just forget that's his wife, and I'm just like, who is this super strong chick? And then like sometimes I'm like, who's this hot chick eating this? And I'm like, oh, that's Cody Rhodes' wife.
He did well for himself.
Yeah, right? I don't know if anybody else does. Sometimes you scroll through your own timeline, and I kind of forget who I'm following.
Who's this?
Like, that is not somebody local. That is Cody Rhodes' wife.
All right, Ted, I will see you on Friday.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if there'll be any Twitter action at the MegaCast on Twitter, but you never know. We might post some pictures up there. Maybe we'll take some Skype calls.
Oh, no.
We don't need any video evidence of what's going on.
No chance.
There's no phones allowed at the Diplo set from what I'm hearing.
It's a pretty private show, dude.
Yeah, so we got to put we actually have to lock our phones.
Yeah.
Put them in Ziploc bags and put them in the locker.
I had to ride a bull just to get these two passes.
Oh, man, I'm so pumped. I appreciate you doing that for us.
No problem.
All right, Ted, I'll see you on Friday. And I think we'll be back next Wednesday. Who knows?
I'm here.
Yeah, unless someone, gets the sniffles or something. I don't know.
I'll see you then. Well, I'll see you Friday.